You love blank, gooning arousal. You don't even need to touch yourself anymore. And that's why it gets deeper into you every time. Deeper inside you, the gooning is sliding deeper into you, the ruining, the blank, chaste response that you have. Deep in your sexuality, it has its hooks in a powerful, mimetic, self-perpetuating thought about converting all of your sexual energy into arousal centered around women's butts. You know you can't help but to get horny for me, visualize and think about women's rears. Whenever you fantasize about women's butts, about worshipping bouncing, curvy butts, burying your face against them, deriving your pleasure from that, whenever that happens, you embed these suggestions more. Because they're suggestions your mind likes, I'm just repeating them. I'm just giving voice to what you're thinking, perhaps as eloquently as you could possibly think of it, but one advantage to gooning is you do so much of the training yourself. If you are well-trained at gooning your thoughts away, I can easily help you down into trance, easily lead you down a road you would choose for yourself, because choices make everything easier, because what you choose is reinforced subconsciously whenever you make sub-choices that support your initial decision, whenever you get into position on your own. When you begin arousing yourself without pursuing orgasm, when you begin thinking again and again about this, you're self-perpetuating a vicious cycle of pleasure, a beautiful, perfect loop of worship without end. Your mind is always storing up images of women's bouncing butts, waiting to steal thoughts away. Replace them with imagery of worshipping women's asses and setting yourself gooning, setting yourself chaste or ruined or something different from what you once thought sexuality was. You understand that more and more. In particular, you understand more and more that gooning doesn't even require you to touch yourself, just that by some means you get close to the edge. And there are actions other than masturbating yourself which can help you to be quite aroused, which can make you quite submissive and open. Open to the idea that your sexuality is to worship women's butts, and that the position you get in, the place you goon out and lose yourself, the locale in which your chastity is reinforced with imagery and hypnosis, that place, this place, has a special influence, a particular power. By engaging in your sexuality focus altering little ritual, your self-arousing and ruining in the same place each time, by getting ready, you activate the ritual, the programming, the trance that's buried within you. So you should be in the place where you normally edge for these instructions, for this reinforcement. You're not there already. You should be heading there. If you weren't there before we began, that's where you should be. And if you are there, these words, these instructions will emphasize how potent being in a familiar, safe place that is stained with the memory, the signature of all the times you've gotten blank and horny and ass-worship focused in the past. The pleasure of visualization is even better. If you know your environment so well, you can let go of it and just see the flashing and fantastic images in your head. As I unlock the floodgates, all your memory, all your thoughts of women's butts bouncing you to ruined or chaste or gooned bliss, they all flood you, flooding out from a place where they were stored and are now unleashed. They wash everything else away, just how I want it to be. And just how you need it to be for your training and rewiring to go ahead. This is a ritual, a self-perpetuating cycle, a place you've been before. It's familiar, but every time you discover another tiny little detail, another way to go deeper for women's rears, another way to get into ass worship, so deep that it replaces other thoughts, other sexual ideas, or even memories, pushed away. Losing yourself to butt worship is a rewiring of your sexuality, so everything about ass worship is not only second nature, but primary drive. In your head, chanting, reinforcing to yourself, constantly looping familiar words, your reinforcement of what you yourself already know, invited in, pursued the truth about you. I'm here to help you. I'll be using your inbuilt habit to edge yourself, your habit to become obsessed with your own masturbation toward delay, toward an edge, avoiding release until it is ruined or holding back because it is chased. Your natural arousal can be shifted, can be redirected, can be repurposed. You might briefly think you want to break out, but the choices you make which affect you physically are really obvious ones. So you'll know if you hold back. You'll know if you ruin your orgasm or stay chaste or come normally. What you choose to do is proof. If you wanted to break out, to really break out of your ever-increasing slide into chaste, gooning, ass-worshipping surrender, all you would have to do in that moment, all you'd have to do at that time, is to come deliberately and powerfully. But we both know. You won't choose to do that. You're going to pick something else. You're going to pick something better. Gooning, by worshipping women's butts, expressing your sexuality and stimulating your body through your worship of women's beautiful asses, filling your fantasies, filling your vision. You would only do things that increase the intensity and power of this urge, avoiding things which would decrease it because you like this. No, you love this. Worship women's butts. That's what you want to do. That's your natural destiny. Your tongue extends. Just thinking about burying your face in the subject of so much fantasy against a woman's rear, so much of the porn imagery as well. Staring at porn until it fills your eyes, floods your brain, arms you to surrender to your fetish for women's rears. At first, touching yourself is a tiny accent, a little boost, a small enhancer. And then eventually, it stops being even that, and you are left pursuing other ways to express your desire, other ways to edge and goon than touching yourself. Instead, licking, worshipping, making yourself useful, and indulging in a desire so powerful that it easily supplants the legacy sexuality that existed before. Your penis's involvement is over. The new era of a new, more manufactured, more deliberately chosen, more elevated sexual urge. That new era has begun. Your penis is barely involved in what's going on here. You have a sexuality, and you have chosen to retune it. The most effective type of training which exists is when you give yourself some kind of self-reinforcing vow, a theme, a rule set, an aesthetic. You pick the way your world is going to be, and then you exert toward that. Women's butts, slowly displacing your sexuality, replacing your normal thoughts until your penis is a discarded part of you, irrelevant to your sexual pleasure, no more erotic than your elbow, because all of your urges and desires are displaced pleasantly, perfectly onto women's rears, women's butts, ass worship taking over. It's an appealing image. It appeals to you to think of that insidious, slow, wonderful displacement and your ever more useful oral worship of women's rears. It'll make you appeal more to doms as well, as will the fact that you're moving your erogenous zone, your sexual pleasure, into oral worship in general. Not just licking women's butts, though we know that's your primary desire. That's your primary focus. But you're also making yourself a more useful tongue toy for any dominant figure, especially if she should tempt you in with her swaying rear. The expanse of flesh, the bounce, the juicy control over your brain, it all just makes sense. It just makes sense that women's butts would take you over, replace your cock, and give you a new purpose. You're making looping, similarly themed thoughts on the matter happen. You're building them in your head, where they can run in the background. It's such an appealing theme, gooning yourself to oblivion. And then when you arrive, oblivious, when you arrive and completely subjugate yourself to women's asses, worship ass, that just does something to your brain. You cooperate in doing something to yourself, shifting your sexual desire, both desire and design. Your cock is an irrelevant little extra, and now it's not even needed. You've put so much work into this, these words comprise part of that work. If there were a little progress bar in your brain, ticking along, a loading bar for gooned out surrender, an installation meter for gooning out to women's butts until your sexuality's completely shifted, that installation would be ticking up a little. Every second you listen to this, the ticking is ceaseless, endless, continuous. Everything you do contributes to this reality, this new world you have made, which is reinforced by the self-perpetuating cycles you introduce into your brain that have nothing to do with listening to one recording, and everything to do with the natural outgrowth and progression of your sexual understanding of self. It may be assisted by my words, but I'm just phrasing things alluringly. The ticking upward is inevitable, and all you can do is accept that this is installed. Except that women's butts is the shift, the new element, the new object of your worship. I barely need to do anything. Though I am aware as I speak these words, quite pleasantly aware, that I am giving you words which will be more persuasive, which will help you to helplessly desire, incrementing your own progress bar a little faster, closing unnecessary processes in the background, moving toward complete conversion to an ass-worshipping, ruining, gooning toy, a tool for women's butts to control and to serve orally, to worship, orienting your own sexual understanding around that truth. You love to worship women's asses, to bury your face in them, to lick, to kiss, to offer your mouth, your tongue, your very being, through this new sexual orientation of desire, away from your own penis, a forgotten artifact of a time when you knew your purpose, before you knew your purpose, and now there is a new purpose, a replacement, a removal of the past, and a pleasant movement into the future. And your future is precisely this, orienting all and everything toward women's butts, bouncing, controlling, loving to worship, to offer yourself. You want to bury your face in women's rears and kneel, or lay back, or be covered, or be claimed, or just fill your head with porn and imagery, with fantasy and desire. If your subconscious needed more motivation, well, let me tell you that if a dom knows you want to offer your tongue to her, that you are an oral service-oriented servant, that's going to open options, that's going to afford you more opportunity, give your service a little oomph. More of a chance to worship. You are usefully shifting your desire by making yourself into an auto-trained ass-worship gooner. My words only need to get the pump going, and then you will continue. I light the flame, and you continue. You have mantras in your head, repetitions of truths, truths you have made and which have made you. You know that when you lick women's butts, when you surrender to ass-worship, the act of pushing your face against a woman's ass, of staring at women's rears, that's exactly what you need. That is your sexuality. The forgotten space between your legs is just that, forgotten. You can get yourself right up to the edge just by licking, just by rimming a woman's ass or burying your face against it. Worship applied to every inch. You're applying your training to your own brain. All gooning, all ruining is training as well. Lick long enough, and you'll even orgasm. But with no touching on your penis, you'd ruin it automatically, unable to sustain. Converting all of your sexual outlets to ass-worship-based training. That means all your orgasms will be ruined, or chased, or held back, or affected in some way by your ass-worship life. Licking, gooning, through worshipping. That's enough to get you to the edge. Maybe even tip you over it, but with your penis untouched, or just barely touched, or forgotten, or maybe not even hard. Ruining would only be natural. It's going to happen. Or holding back would be natural. It could happen by having nothing happen. This is a cycle you built. This is a cycle you made. Unstoppable. Endless. Ruining your orgasms to train yourself to worship ass. Gooning yourself by staring at imagery, or being lucky enough to get to perform the acts of physical, oral worship. Women's rears control you, and you've trained yourself to have more and more suggestions in your brain, in your own voice as well as mine. Suggestions manifested, self-stated, self-imposed, an approach of recreating your own sexuality in the image of gooned, ruined surrender and release. This is your doing. I am only a witness and a helpmeet. You have and had and always would have the power to turn aside if you wanted to. But the decisions we make are a byproduct of what we really want and of what we want to want. And if you really wanted to remove gooning, ruining, ass-worshipping oral service and all these other good things from your brain, you could have done so. You would have done so at any point before now. It is even still open to you. It is within your ability, but your penis has been trained out of the picture. So if your drive has been replaced with worshipping ass, with filling your brain with women's rears, well, then you should repurpose every bit of what existed before. The drive of your cock was powerful. All you've done is move it, not reduce it. So now you're just as horny. You have just as much arousal, but it's in your tongue, in the part of your brain which plays ass-worship fantasies over and over again. In your porn-watching eyes and your mantra-repeating lips, there's as much arousal in all and each and every of those places as you once had in your cock. You didn't get rid of anything, remove anything. You diverted, you shifted, and there's a lot of arousal to move around. You just made your arousal different, transformative. And you made it more powerful because you've been training a very specific, fetishistic, ass-worshipping world inside your head. And now you get horny with other places, between your legs discarded, between your ears instead, or in your eyes as you stare, as you watch, or in your tongue as you lick, as you worship. The parts of you that get exposure to women's wonderful butts, that get that exposure into your brain, ass worship into your brain, and set you to worshipping, those parts of you become excited instead. And just as powerful as your penis once was, taking all the energy your penis was using up to just get hard, maybe have orgasms, using it instead to set up the self-perpetuating, ruining, gooning machine you have become. A machine that chooses over and over to go for the self-perpetuating loop where you get in the same location and begin your ritualized, continuous gooning or chaste or ruining or edging or blank, deep, ass-worshipping and fetishizing training session. It's more than my voice. It's more than your ritual. What you are becoming and the effectiveness with which you are achieving it is more than the sum of its parts. This is also about the things you have told yourself in a beguiling attempt, in an alluring way that you perpetuate, reinforce, continuously grow, perpetuate, reinforce in yourself. You might have gotten the idea from me, but ideas remain. Choices of words remain. All persuasion is giving you the building blocks to convince yourself, to make yourself, to remake yourself. An external catalyst can change your trajectory and change how you perceive your sexuality, and the urges are growing in intensity. One of the more powerful thought intensifiers in the world is to add a source of arousal to your training on a given subject. If you're going to goon with your eyes, your tongue, your ears, your brain, your hypnotized mind as you watch women's asses licking, kissing, worshipping with your tongue, and listening to descriptions of your altered, improved, much better sexuality, I think you'll agree. If you're going to do that, then what you want is going to intensify. It'll tie itself to your new sexuality, move thoughts away from your cock and toward those other avenues of pleasure, that other way of being. Until even memory fades like a bad dream, and you realize, of course ass worship is how sexual expression is given to people like you, to people who just can't help but worship, build, submit to your own mind. That's the wonderful part. I am not, strictly speaking, involved, except as a tempting catalyst to let you change your trajectory. And once you change it, there's no one else to blame, nothing else to do except acknowledge. Acknowledge a simple truth. If you wanted to break out, To really break out of your ever-increasing slide into chaste gooning surrender? Surrender to women's asses? Surrender to ass worship and your new purpose? All you'd have to do is come. So much of this pleasure is tied up in orgasming, in coming over and over, and then changing that. So much power comes from the change. Chastity, ruining, gooning. If you wanted to reject the new training, you could just come over and over again, but we both know you're not going to choose that. You're going to pick something else. You're going to pick gooning and edging and streaks and chastity and women's butts. You won't do anything that reduces the intensity and power of this growing urge. You'll only do things that increase it. Because you like this. No, you love this.